Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, last week or two, I've been making sure that we get all of our original members of the Brain Trust on the show. And we had a bunch of them on during our anniversary show. And we're still doing it. We didn't have room for everybody, and we're continuing to do that. And one of those guys is Gary Schilling. Gary's been with me since 98. And Gary is a very important person, folks. He's one of the top economists on the planet, highly regarded. Many of you know him as a weekly columnist for Forbes for probably over 25 years. He's got a brand new book out that really covers the waterfront on what's been going on in the last couple of years with regard to the way people behave, whether it be investors or regular folks. It's called The Age of Deleveraging, and he's our good friend, Gary Schilling. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, glad to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, Gary. Thank you for joining us again. And, you know, Deflation was the book that you wrote. I know you wrote it. You started talking about deflation, not inflation, back when we were in the middle of rampant inflation in the late 70s and early 80s. You were talking about deflation.
Well,
you
wrote talking then about disinflation. In other words, gradually lower and lower inflation rates, and they were double digits then, and of course they have declined subsequently to zero. More recently, I'm saying I think we're going to pass zero, and this isn't like passing go and collecting $200. This means going into deflation with actual chronically declining prices. Now, not every price, obviously, but the major indices, the consumer price index, for example, I think will begin to register negative numbers, and it's really almost zero right now.
Well, is it safe to say, Gary, that in the 30 or so years you've been focusing on disinflation, deflation, but also what you've taught us before on the show, good deflation and bad deflation, is it safe to say that for the first time in those 30 years, the Fed actually agrees with you?
Well, I think that's true, Jim. Obviously, they're very concerned about deflation, and they're taking their playbook from Japan, because what's happened in Japan in the last 30 years, they've had the bad deflation of deficient demand. The government's been pumping all kinds of money into the economy, and the consumers have basically saved it. Now the business sector is saving it, and it doesn't get spent. And one of the things that happens, and this is what the Fed worries about, is that people anticipate even lower prices. Now, we already do that in this country. I mean, who in their right mind would be willing to tell a friend that they paid the full sticker price for a new car? Of course
not. Right, nobody.
You're going to get some kind of a rebate or a discount, and, of course, then you look forward to that, and you basically won't buy a car unless you get one, and probably an even bigger one than was offered before, and that means that cars don't sell, and it forces the auto companies to continue those rebate programs. They hate them because they kill their profits.
Zero interest on a car loan offered by the car company is a form of deflation, isn't it?
Oh sure. It's a price cut. I mean, you boil all these things down to price cuts. So you get on this treadmill where people are holding off buying, waiting for lower prices, and by doing so, inventories build up, prices go down, suspicions confirm, they wait even further.
Is part of the problem right now, Gary, that what you just described, we've been having that for a long, long time, but the appetite of people to borrow, to have things, to own things, to be willing to borrow money, that's kind of held that at bay. But what I think you're talking about, especially in your book, is that now that people, their attitudes have changed about debt, and also access to credit, and about having things, now that that's changed, this has kind of really taken away the support for inflation, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. And we see this on an everyday basis. I mean, retailers are now frustrated. Producers are frustrated because you had a jump in commodity prices. Looks like us now going the other way. But that jump earlier this year put a lot of pressure on producers to try to pass through those costs to retailers. And what happens? Consumers say, no way. I'm going to buy the house brands. I'm going to go to somebody who hasn't raised their prices. And it's putting tremendous pressure on companies,
right,
small businesses, big businesses, to cut costs, to deal with these pressures. And I think they're going to continue. This is the atmosphere we're in.
Well, and folks, the book is called The Age of Deleveraging by A. Gary Schilling, Investment Strategies for a Decade of Slow Growth and Deflation. He's saying a decade, folks, of slow growth and deflation. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Gary Schilling after these messages. We come back. I'm going to ask Gary, you know, should America look at Japan and say, you know, there, but for the grace of God, at least for right now, go I. 20 Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.